As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Real quick, guys, before we get started, you know how we do it. Don't forget to visit our Facebook page. That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital T. And guys, a show will not be a show if I don't start off by giving good props and good kudos and thanks to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Nicole, girl, that's your shout-out today. I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Guys, listen, I'm super excited to be here today. And we have a special guest and a great topic that we're talking about. Man, look, we did this last year, and it was so good. I had to bring them back. Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. Guys, did you know that in a very short time, this show has taken off and it's being heard in countries all around the globe? Yeah, like Netherlands, like Thailand, Canada, Ireland, Japan. Guys, I mean, in great places. And it's all because of people like you who tune in each week and listen to the show. So thank you so much for tuning in. Guys, listen, if you have not seen tonight's episode, tonight's topic, guys, that we're going to talk about is Don't Push Me. Yeah, it's called Don't Push Me. Yeah, have you, I don't know, I'm a little old school, guys, and those lyrics, those words come up from a song from a group called Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. It says, "Don't push me because I'm close to the edge." Now, I don't know about you, but it brings some flashbacks to me. These lyrics were made famous by the rap group Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. They simply mean, "I've had enough." Most of us who are listening and watching know what it's like to get pushed. I want you to imagine how that makes you feel for a moment when someone pushes you. They impede on your personal space, your personal area, and they push you. Now, then magnify that feeling for 52 weeks. Then for 365 days, you might come close to understanding how some children live with the fear or anxiety of being bullied each and every day. It can happen in school, in the classrooms. It can happen at the park or playground, if that is still a thing now. Because I know when I was coming up, they had playgrounds. It can happen even virtually or online. What are some things that we can do to protect our loved ones, and how should we address these things? This is what our special guest tonight hopes to tackle for us. Her name is Trenda L. Owens, and she has been working with children for years and has been sounding the alarm through her I Stand campaign, which is a nonprofit organization that she created. Numerous marches and rallies to raise awareness, she has come to provide some insight. So guys, I want you to give a huge TMG shout out and welcome to Trenda L. Owens. Guys, let her know that you're glad that she showed up. Trenda, what's up, girl?
What's up, my friend, my brother? Thank you again for having me on this evening. I'm excited about this topic. I'm excited to hang out with you and chat it up and just bring some awareness on tonight.
Absolutely. I know you and I were talking beforehand. And guys, if you don't know, Trenda and I went to the same high school. See, all right, baby. So they recently had a football game. I didn't realize it until afterwards. I was like, dang, I would have loved to have driven down to P-Town and checked out Central, you know?
Yeah. Gee. I didn't make anything.
Of course, they wouldn't have been good as it was when we were there, because when we were there, man, the football team and the basketball team was on pop. But yeah, we're not here to talk about sports. We're not here to talk about sports. But, guys, you and I were talking, and we had this last year, and we talked about this last year, and I told you, I said, I gotta have you back because it's so important. Mm-hmm. I need you back because there's so many people who are dealing with this. I mean, listen, when we look in the news today, Trenda, mm-hmm, what happens is that this happens, and it causes issues, and it causes problems.
Yes, yes.
And we see it's such a relevant thing that there's shootings, school shootings, and how many times have we read and heard in the news where it happens and someone said the child was being bullied? Or mm-hmm, it happens and they say this was taking place. Or it happens, mm-hmm, they say, well, this was going on.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And all because they were being bullied, mm-hmm, Trenda. I mean, I know a little bit about you. Some people may remember something about you. Let the people know a little bit about you before we dive into this tonight.
Okay, well, again, my name is Trenda Owens. I am the founder of I Stand Campaign, which is simply encouraging and empowering and educating young people to stand for right, stand against wrong, make good choices. And for that, from that, a couple of years later, the Bay initiative was
right.
Means bullying affects everybody, and be kind, act respectful, and express compassion. So we use those as three principles or three virtues that we feel like can help aid in reducing bullying. And hear what I just said. You know, I have to change my language a little bit. Yes, I would love to say and bullying.
I know, right?
But the reality is that it's not going to end. And I'm not trying to speak anything in the atmosphere. It's just how life is. It's just the way things are evolving. But what I am doing is giving us three values or three principles that we can stand on to help reduce bullying. So as you said, I've been working with young people for a long time. This year actually will make 34 years.
Oh my goodness.
Of, you know, outgrinding. You know, it's not the you know, the fashionable work or, you know, always standing behind the mic or in front of a camera. It's, you know, out in the street. It's going to homes. It's going to, you know, the gym, the rec center, wherever I can reach young people. That's kind of where I'm going. And, you know, it's by any means necessary, as Malcolm says.
Absolutely. I know, right?
Yeah, so that's kind of what I'm doing, and I'm just going to continue to do it. I tell people I'm not your expert, but I am a person who cares and is very passionate about our young people, that they fulfill their purpose and reach their potential.
Absolutely, absolutely. And what we have to understand, and I was telling somebody this, I said, you know, I made a post that said, it's not a black thing, it's not a white thing, it's not a cultural thing. It's an everyone thing. Remember how when COVID hit, it became everybody's problem? Mm-hmm. And everybody had to shelter in. This bullying is the same way. It's an everybody's problem. Doesn't matter where you live, what your geographical are right now, you know, what school you graduated from, or what college, what your pedigree is. It's an everybody's problem. And I know a lot of times things like bullying goes under the radar, Trinda, because you know why they say it doesn't affect me.
Exactly.
It's not my problem. You know, it's not my you said Malcolm X, Martin Luther King said this, Dr. Martin Luther King said, injustice in one place is injustice everywhere. If I allow it happen in one place and I do nothing about it, it's the same. We have to address injustice everywhere that we see it, not just when it affects us.
That's it. You know, for so long, Travis, bullying was made, and still today, bullying was made to be a school issue. It's not a school issue. It's a community issue. It's a community problem. Mm. And so it's important that we all get involved. Everybody can play a part in aiding in the solution of reducing, you know, bullying. So we have to, we to me, I feel like we're putting too much pressure on teachers, on principals, on administrative staff. Yes, they have a role to play. They have a responsibility, but it's like we're trying to throw all the pressure on them. And we got to get back to parenting. Let me make this thing real.
Absolutely.
It's a parenting problem.
Absolutely. You know, I was taught this way. A lot of issues, and it's just obvious. A lot of issues we have with neighborhoods and society, and it begins at home. What we teach our children at home. Yeah, our kids will not always do everything we say. Of course, we know that, but we have to lay a foundation.
Yes,
we have to lay a better foundation, and when we look at what happens in our neighborhoods and our society, it's somewhere the foundation is not being properly laid. Bullying has always been around. Even when we were kids, it's always been there. But it is so now to the forefront. And we can't say either we... And listen, the statistics say 1 out of 5. So that means the child is bullied. So either we know someone that is a victim, or we know someone who is the aggressor.
Yes.
And we can no longer say it's not my problem.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I think I said this last year, and I'm going to continue to say it, because, you know, we talk about the child as being bullied. But we don't talk enough about the child that's doing the bullying. You
Absolutely.
Know, there's somewhere that child has, you know, some issues or an issue.
Absolutely.
I'm not trying to say that child doesn't have consequences to face for his or her actions.
Correct.
I am saying is there is something wrong. There is something that has caused that child to be bullied, as well as the child who's, you know, on the receiving end, you know, and the things that they're going through. There's something going on both sides mentally, you know,
Absolutely.
That causes one to do it and causes one to, you know, stay in it, don't tell, you know, suffer from it. So it's something mentally on both ends that have to be dealt with.
Absolutely. And it's a two-headed coin. You know, it's not as black and white as we think it is. You know, it's either this or that, good or bad. We can't fully address those who are victims of being bullied without also addressing those who, you know, perpetrate that, who are the aggressors. It's kind of like It's kind of like someone who is an alcoholic. You know, you can look at their symptoms and you look at, oh man, they caused this to happen. They caused that to happen. They destroyed their families. But what's going on with that person that caused that?
Yes.
What led that individual down that path? Now, listen, you are certainly no stranger here on the show. We've already said that. And I'm glad you decided to come back again. Let me ask you a question, because I know you stay busy. I follow you. I know you stay really busy with your cause and what you do. And the I Stand campaign, guys, look it up on Facebook. It's with a capital I Stand campaign. I know you stay pretty busy. What are some of the new things, if any, have you been working towards that you can share that might be helpful to us?
Okay, well, I'm going to go back and correct a little something. It's actually with a lowercase I.
A lowercase I. See, that's what you get.
You are right. but it's with a lowercase I. The rest of the letters are capitalized. And you can find us on Facebook and Instagram. So other initiatives just this year, I am so excited. One of the things I always have been concerned with is mental health. Probably more so than just bullying per se, which to me, you know, bullying can become a mental health problem. But so this year, in May, the I Stand campaign, well, it's really not even from the I Stand campaign. What I did was, I have a lot of my friends who are clinicians, they're therapists, professors, social workers, counselors.
Right.
One of the things I did was, and still doing, is I gathered them together and, you know, we shared our heart about things that are going on in our community, things that are bothering us. And we decided to start doing forums and just events. That will educate our community, that will bring awareness to our community, and that will give people the tools they need. A lot of time, sometimes people know they need help. Mm-hmm. They just don't know how to go about getting the help, or they don't know where to go for help, or they don't have the money to maybe get the help they need. So
Absolutely. What
we did, we're putting out information, we're putting out resources, we're putting out education, we're bringing awareness. So it's just a bunch of professionals coming together, those of us that really love our community, have a heart for our community. And every other month since May, we've been doing, I'm going to say like pop-ups, but we've been doing mental health forums. And we talk about various, you know, subjects. So in May, we dealt with just mental health as a whole in the African-American community. July was Minority Mental Health Month. So we went to another location. The other thing I love about it is we're taking it to them. We're not in some big fancy place that's isolated that people can't get to. We're trying to take it to the heart of the community. So there can be no excuse. You know, we can come up with all the excuses. Oh, I can't get there, this, that, and the other.
Right.
No, it's free. You know, we're having, you know, licensed, you know, experts come out and share and give of themselves, give of their resources, time, and their skills, their talents, their knowledge. June, July, we just had one on suicide prevention last month.
We dealt with
suicide among Black youth. So I'm enjoying it. It's called HELP. The organization is called HELP. It's an acronym, Helping Everyone Live on Purpose. But since we came up with that name, in my mind, it has evolved a whole lot, because, you know, it's to the point where, you know, we want to encourage people, it's all right to ask for help, but then also encouraging those of us who have been helped to give back and help.
Oh, wow.
So it's simply what it says it is, help. We're encouraging people to get help and to be a help to others. Maybe, you know, you might not be shedding tears today.
Correct. There you go.
But guaranteed, your tears are coming. So if you're not shedding tears today, go ahead and comfort and be a help to that person that's shedding tears today. Because hopefully when you are shedding some tears, and you will, someone will be a help to you. So
absolutely.
It's encouraging us to give back.
And that's what it really is about, you know. A lot of times we just feel that, well, it's not my problem. I'm beyond that. I'm no longer a child. But you know what? Your neighbor has a child. Your neighbor down the street has a child, or the people who you don't know, your niece, your nephew, your grandkids, someone has a child, and they may have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
They may have to face it. And if we I've always taught this, if we learn to fight it over there, mm-hmm. we won't have to deal with it over here. If you learn to fight and combat something there, chances are you can kind of eliminate it approaching your front door. And when it does come to your front door, you have some tools, you have some resources that are better equip us in handling what we deal with. Because we see this every day play out on the news about bullying, all kinds of bullying. Guys, I want to show you something before we go to the next point. Guys, I want to show you all kinds of bullying. I want to play a quick video real quick, guys. A real quick video.
What did I tell you about coming back here? Did you hear me, nerd? Just leave me alone. Watch yourself, punk. Everyone in this room wants you to die. School just ended. Why are you leaving so early? What's the matter? Is pretty boy sad? Why don't you just go home? Never come back. The school is for people who actually have a brain. We don't need you. You're just wasted space.
Guys, that is a powerful video because it gives us a glimpse into the everyday life of people or children who feel this and deal with this. And we can no longer say it's not my problem.
Mm-hmm.
We can no longer say it's their problem down the street. Problem when we see images like that, and even though it's a video, it plays out every day, Trenda.
Yes,
Trenda, I'm saying this, but you know, you talk to people like this, stuff like this plays out in people's heads every day. In your line of work, with what you do with children, and things like that, where they come in and say, well, where are the adults? Where are the teachers? Where are the parents? And you say, hey, look, man, it's not all of the teachers. It's not all of the educators. And that being said, there's got to be some resistance that you feel when you try to help. Notice the girl sitting there. She looked like she wanted to help, but then she got distracted. Mm-hmm. And we get distracted. We say, well, it's a larger problem than I could think. So we get distracted. Mm-hmm. We get distracted. And in your line of work and your desire to help so many children, where would you say is your greatest area of resistance comes from? Parents, educators, where would you say that comes from, where we get so distracted we just become resistant to you?
I'm going to say parents, and I will say educators. And I say that because, Travis, one of the things about me is I purposely, and when I'm talking about on my job, I purposely place myself job-wise mm-hmm. in spaces that where young people are.
Correct.
So presently, at night, like when I finish here, I work at the local juvenile detention center. And then in the morning, sometimes I substitute teach. So wow. Now think about the world or the spaces I'm in.
I know, right?
I'm in schools and I'm in a juvenile detention center. And at schools, I personally, as an adult, get disrespected even before I open up my mouth.
Absolutely.
I love to observe. I'm very observant. So as my day goes, when I'm at various schools, I'm listening to conversations. I'm listening to kids talk. And what I always do is, like, right before every class that I have, I mm-hmm. just have a general conversation somewhere during that period. Asking the kids about their day. Hey, has something crazy gone on? What's going on in your world? Just right. to engage, just to show them I care.
Right. Exactly.
Because what I'm hearing when I listen, as the kids say, when I ear hustle and I'm listening to their conversations, I mean, every single week or every day, I'm hearing about fights. I'm hearing about somebody that's going to get jumped the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm Absolutely. Hearing the put down, the name calling. Of course, when I hear, especially a name calling, I quickly, you know, intervene and try to get them to understand how, you know, calling different one names, how it really feels.
Absolutely.
And so what bothers me, but I get it at the same time, is most of the time they're like, well, Miss Orange, he like it. Or she like it. And I'm like, no, they don't like it. I said, but they don't have the wherewithal to tell you that they don't like it.
Absolutely.
I said, but when they go home and leave out of your presence, that thing is bothering them.
Absolutely.
And so to where you're calling them names and you think it's okay because they're laughing with you, maybe. Think about if it was reversed, if the shoe was on the other foot, if somebody
come
was
on,
calling you
on.
Names or doing the same thing to you, how would you really feel?
So absolutely.
Having this conversation day in, it's tiring. It's almost taxing. And I go home, I come home and I think about the problem. How did we get here? How did we get here? And it goes back to something, you know, you said earlier, when we talked about, you know, okay, but what you learn at home. My thing is, your values are taught at home. Again, I know kids going to do whatever when they leave.
Yeah.
But I'm to the point that I believe some values aren't even being taught. Or if they have been taught, it's not a one-time thing. Our kids have to see us being an example every day before
them.
So if we're at home and I'm going off about people, I'm calling people names in front of my kids.
Come on.
They're going to pick that up and they're going to repeat that. So if as a parent, if I'm being what I need to be, when it comes to when I'm frustrated, when somebody has made me mad,
exactly. Then
if I'm being, you know, an example before my kids, if I'm saying, you know what, I need to handle this a different way. I need to calm down. I need to talk in a different tone. My kids will see that.
Correct.
So they will not. Now, Garrett, let me say this, because I'm, you know, I'm really watchful. You know, a lot of kids I know their parents. So I know what they're being taught at home. When they get to school, around their friends, because they want to be popular, they want to be liked, they want friends, they drop everything their parents have taught them and told them.
Different person. Yeah,
exactly. And so it has to be emphasized from all directions. I say educators too, Travis, because again, being in schools, one of the things I did probably the latter week, the first week in October, mm-hmm. I asked every class, every period, I said, what awarenesses do we have this month? Like, what are we focused at this month? Everybody knew about breast cancer.
Right, right.
Now, I'm in a school, mind you, Travis. I'm around students. None of them said bullying awareness.
Wow.
Now, we have been in school a whole week. It was about probably the last of the first week in October. That bothered me. Because that says these schools are not talking about bullying.
They're not sharing that information. Exactly. So
it's one thing. I could look on the... It's probably best. They probably want to put me out of the schools because I could look on a wall down the halls and I'm looking at posters about bullying that have been up for a while that have turned beige and that have been torn, you know, on every corner, you know, and I'm like, it's more than just putting up a poster and letting it just hang there. And so I'm in schools from elementary to high school, Travis. One of the things I love, I don't stay just at a particular school. You know, I purposely, again, I put myself in spaces so that I could get an understanding of what
Absolutely.
Our kids are going through. And from elementary to high school, I see the name calling. I see the put downs. Wow. I see...
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I see kids, even from the elementary to the high school, disrespectful to adults. And so, you know, if they're going to disrespect adults, they care nothing about their peers.
About their peers, absolutely. You know that. You know the peers are going to catch it.
Exactly. So, you know, it's a problem on every end. And then again, there I go to the juvenile detention center at night.
There you go.
So it's a problem. If this is why I say it's a community problem.
Absolutely.
Because, Travis, I don't have kids, but I've been around kids my whole life. I have nieces and nephews that I love, I care about. I don't want them, you know, pretty much all of them are grown now. I do have one nephew in high school now.
Right.
At Central, at C High.
You know.
And I hope, and I will say this, my nephew is different. And let me throw that out there. Because when kids are different.
Oh, yeah.
They may be the nerd, what's considered the nerd, or they may not, you know, bullying comes, it's all about appearance. Most kids get bullied based on their appearance. 60%,
right.
Let me throw a real number out there. 60% of our teenagers are bullied because of their appearance.
How they look, just how they look.
Exactly. There's nothing wrong with being different.
Absolutely.
If I can just shout it to the mountaintop. We need to accept. We need to help our kids understand that, yes, you may be different, but that's how God made you. There's nothing
Absolutely.
Different. You know, and so it's twofold. We got to help our kids build up their self-esteem, build up their self-worth, you know, to where they're not dependent upon people liking them and wanting to be around them. And that, you know, that's the end all be all if, you know, whatever, you know, having their approval. We have to get our kids past that. But that's a parent, you know, that comes from years.
That's
you know,
a parent thing though. Yes. Think about it. That's a parent. How can the kids get it and feel it if the parents don't feel it?
Exactly. And that's something you have to start when your child is a baby.
Absolutely.
Hey, you're beautiful. You're wonderful. Just as you are. Constantly putting that in their ears.
Absolutely.
You know? So we got a problem. I don't know. I'm be honest, Travis. I don't have there is no answer. There's several solutions. The thing is, we got to do something. I think it's gotten to that place, and we're going to talk, hopefully, cyberbullying has just taken over. Everything is about online. When I listen to the conversations, you know, from over my head, around my head, it's all about who put what on Snapchat.
On Snapchat or whatever they is.
Exactly.
And they're
jumping, they're fighting, you know, based on
over a post.
Somebody, and I listen to the girls, man, their conversations are just wild. But it's who didn't like my hair? Who said something about my hair? So, you know, we still in the area of tennis shoes. Who has shoes? Who got the Crocs now? Who Crocs are what? That lead to a fight or being kicked.
Guys, listen. That's a perfect segue. We actually were going to bring about some types of bullying. God, look at your screen here. Physical bullying. These are some types of bullying, like we saw in the video. Physical bullying. Hitting, kicking, tripping, pinching, pushing, or damaging property. Why am I hitting anybody? But you're damaging their books.
Yes.
You're flattening their tires. You're doing something. Or verbal bullying. Insults. Teasing. Intimidation. Homophobic or racist remarks. Or verbal abuse. Verbal abuse. Those are some forms of bullying. And guys, also, if our children tell us any of this is going on, guys, these are some signs and symptoms. You know, your kid comes home from first grade, they always calling me names. Well, that's verbal bullying. Mm-hmm. If we don't address it, if we don't begin to address it, then that what happens in the first grade will follow them to the sixth grade because now it becomes an expectation. Mm-hmm. And they'll always expect somebody to do that. But guys, another one. Cyberbullying. We just talked about intentional. You got to hear this one. Intentional and repeated harm inflicted through the use of computers, phones, and other electronic devices. Yes. Repeated and intentional harm.
Yes.
Do it on purpose.
Can I stick a pin? Can I jump in right there?
Go for it.
And talk. The cyberbullying is serious. And when we talk about what bullying leads to, and I said how it's a mental health, it eventually becomes a mental health problem.
Right.
I used to work as a therapist, adolescent therapist. And I had countless of young people who were battling what someone said to them on a social media platform. And I mean, that thing, it took them to their core. It made them actually, the words that were being said made them really feel like they were what was being said about them. Made them feel like they were nothing. So this thing is real. Yesterday, Travis, on Dr. Phil, he showed this, and I think he was showing another episode today, but he's doing these back-to-backs on bullying. And it was a young Black girl who, 13, who took her life. And it was titled Bully to Death. This young girl was pretty. She was beautiful. Her mom was sharing about her mom. In this instance, Travis did everything right. From the raising of from a baby until that point. I mean, she literally would sit down with her kids, have talks with her kids after school, you know, finding out how their day was. And this particular weekend, the young lady had, and her mom had been on her about, you know, cell phone, laptops, what's being said, told her don't get involved in these group chats.
Right, right.
She noticed that her daughter was acting different this particular day. She asked her what was going on. Her daughter pulled up her phone and showed her what these kids were saying about her online. So the mother took her phone from her, took her devices, and said, okay, we're going to have family time. We're going to talk. We're going to eat, you know, just have some family time. She said, hey, I'm going to go to the grocery store. Come go to the grocery store with me. The girl said, no, I don't feel like it. You know, the mom let it go. Let her stay at home. Right. By the time the mother came back, her children were standing, her other children were standing at the front door. She knew something had happened. This little girl had taken her life. Based on, you know, these people saying things about her online. Now, what stuck out with me, her mother said in the talks, her daughter will always say, I just want friends. I want people to like me. I want to hang around people. I need this. Mm. And her mom stopped her and said, baby, you don't need it. The girl said, I need this. So as I'm hearing it, you know, I mean, it's things I've heard, but that's where our kids are. They feel like they cannot exist without the need of having people approval, their peers approval, people liking them, wanting to be around them. The mother did everything right, though. And so, you know, it's back to, okay, so she did everything right. Ooh, and she said this, she said she had learned that a mother's love is everything. But she says she realized at that moment that the daughter's haters were more than the love that she could give.
Oh, wow. Wow, guys, that's deep.
Even saying that now just messes me up.
That's deep. I know, man.
So this is why, as a whole, if this mother has done everything right, then I don't care if you're a parent or not, we need to reach as many young people as possible to help them understand the effects of what they're doing, the effects of bullying, the effects of name calling, the effects of jumping on someone, and see, you know, what it results to. I think that video needs to be played at every school somewhere.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
In every home somewhere, so kids can see that, hey, this is real. This just happened.
It's a real thing.
I don't know. I don't know, Travis. I'm trying to do what I can do.
You know, here's what I learned. And we may look at this and say, man, it's overwhelming. And it is. How can one person, how can I make a difference? And how can I make a dent in something like this? It's like trying to cut down the forest. The only way you can cut down a forest is one tree at a time. You don't look at how many trees are planted. We have to do this one child at a time. And hopefully, as we knock down this one falls on top of the other one and helps that one as well. We have to have this. I look at this, Trina, like a domino effect. All it takes is one push to get it started.
It takes one
push. We a lot of times we want the big stream, want things and lights, but sometimes it takes one push. I've seen people make elaborate designs with dominoes. I'm like, man, that took a long time to set that up. And but all it takes is one push to knock it all down. It took a long time for this to be a part of society, to be part of everything we do. But all it takes, guys, is a push. Mm-hmm. And we could begin knocking this down. Yeah, it may never go, but it takes just one push. Let me ask you this question. We talk about cyberbullying, verbal bullying, physical bullying. And I get it. A lot of parents, we've been bullied. We've had people call us names. And so we grow up and we grow up with a chip on our shoulder. And mm-hmm. so instead of teaching our kids conflict resolution, we teach them this.
Mm-hmm.
We teach them that. So we don't teach them, okay, what could we have done better? What can we have done differently? We don't teach them. We teach them that because we are adult victims. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go. That's a different show. I ain't even going to go. That's a different show. Mm-hmm. It's a different show. But we are adult victims, Tree. That's what we are. And we don't know how to communicate to our kids. We got to find a better way. Now, I'm not saying let somebody beat you up. I'm not saying none of that. Mm-hmm. But there's got to be a way where someone can teach, where we can jump in and teach conflict resolution, where this is not the only resort.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
not the only resort. And our self-worth, those are things that cannot be overstated. We talk about it, but it cannot be overstated that you are valuable just because there's only one you.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody else like you. You know, my mentor, our pastor, he has started this whole movement called I Am the One, which means self-empowering, which means that there may be other people on this planet, Dream, but I'm the one. There may be people born after me and before me, but I am the one. Mm-hmm. And we have to begin to look at ourselves in a more positive light mm-hmm. and understanding, man, you're valuable just because of who you are.
Yes, yes. I love what you're talking about, conflict resolution. I love one of the things I talked about. I've been talking with the kids at Bible study this month on bullying.
Mm-hmm.
And so last night I talked about being resilient because, again, you said the thing, I'm not teaching them to fight, you know. But I don't want them, because all it takes, I'm big on, I watch a lot of movies, all it takes is for someone to push you, and they can push you softly, but just say that there's a pipe sticking up out the floor.
Come on.
Push you fall over, your head hits the pipe, and you're gone. So what I tell kids is, you know, I want them to protect themselves. But one of the way that we can protect our children can protect themselves through is through conflict resolution.
Absolutely.
And being resilient, you know, getting to that point, but it comes from the self-worth. It comes from knowing who you are, being the ability to bounce back. Okay, something's happened, you know, that, you know, they tore you down. They made you feel less than.
Right.
The covers, you don't have to go home and close yourself off in a room.
Exactly.
Come on, bounce back. And I like how you said, you talked about I'm the one. I start thinking, you know, if our kids could say, okay, you know what, this is the last time. And, you know, I teach my kids, I'm like, you can say something assertively. Because when I teach conflict resolution, I talk about ways to communicate.
Right.
You can say something assertively. And if I'm going to say this, I don't mean no harm, but you can put on your crazy face to that person and let them know this is going to be the last time.
This is the last time
you're going to do whatever it is you're doing to me. I'm not going to keep playing. I'm not going to keep taking this from you. I'm not going to keep letting you do this to me, you know, whatever. So it's how we respond. Teaching our kids.
Exactly.
You know, to stand up. That's what the I Stand is about. To stand up for yourself, you know, through communication.
Exactly, guys.
Through a look, you know, or, you know, if you're going to be with somebody, if you see somebody being bullied, you know, go and be with that person. Because most of the time, I'm the person that's doing the bullying is trying to find somebody by themselves in a weak moment that's vulnerable, you know. So when they see you got power, because that's what it's about, having power over another person.
Absolutely.
Somebody with you, nobody really gonna mess with you.
No, absolutely. No, notice in that video, the girl started to go, and I'm convinced had she gone over, it would have changed the entire dynamic.
Yes. Yeah.
How many times have we encountered that and said, you know what, it's not my problem? Or our kid comes home and tell us and go, well, okay. And then find out later, now we want to run to the school and scream at the teacher, scream at everybody, but we didn't pay. Which brings me to this point.
Yeah.
Are there signs and red flags that a child may be in a compromised situation, such as bullying? And what are some pointers on how we can approach the child about it without mm-hmm. making them feel ashamed, without, you know, damaging their self-worth? What are some pointers on how we can approach a child about it? Because, you know, you don't want to say, are they picking at you in school? Well, you know, I'm going to back off now. No, they're not. What are some pointers on how we can do that?
So go to the signs first. When you see, let's look at grades. Mm-hmm. But again, parenting has got to get back in place the right way.
I'm with you on that one.
Ask kids about, you know, you can look at their grades, but if you hadn't been looking at their grades, you're not going to see whether there was a decline or incline. You know, so. But for those parents that do, you know, check to see if your child's grades has declined. You know your child better than anyone. Your child starts to isolate themselves. Mm-hmm. They're not on their phone like they normally do. They're not on their video games like they normally are. You know they will come and sit in the house other than their room, sit around, but now they're withdrawn. They're complaining. Let's talk about they're complaining about stomach ache, headaches, various things like that. Inquire, you know, especially when, hey, you check their temperature, no headache, no fever. you know, they're not vomiting, but yet they're complaining about stomach aches. Something is bothering them. Something is going on. So one of the things I believe in that we kind of have gotten away from or our family dinners, sitting at the table like normal people and having dinner and having these conversations with our kids. So you talked about how do we say it? How do we talk to our kids? Again, it's not because if you go in nagging and like, tell me, you know, I forgot the percentage. But most kids just don't tell parents, nor teachers, nor administration that they're being bullied.
Absolutely.
Why? Because they don't want to look. They know mom and dad are going to go up to the school, and then they feel like the situation is going to become worse than what it is.
Absolutely.
So I want to encourage parents to question, continue. Don't just let it go.
Correct.
Just let the conversation go because your kid is shutting you down.
Absolutely.
Especially because they're a teenager, expect to get shut down. But be patient. Watch your tone of voice. There's always, don't come hard. Don't, you know, just keep in your mind that you don't want to make them feel bad. You don't want to make them look bad.
Absolutely.
Because our approach is everything. How we handle it. But let me say this, have those conversations. And I want to say this, when you know your child, especially there's a lot of this name calling, downplaying on social media. When you know your child has been a victim of being bullied on social media and you see that your child is depressed, you don't leave that child alone.
Absolutely.
Do not leave that child alone. So what I took from that situation of that mother that lost her daughter, you know, and it's not to say she did anything wrong. She did things right. But in that moment when she left her daughter, because her daughter was at a very depressed state, She left her daughter alone. She knew what the situation was, that these kids had just put all this stuff on social media.
Right.
Her daughter went into deep depression and she left her alone. Do not make your child, or you just don't go. I hate to say it, but until you can get your child help, it's okay to take your child to a therapist, to a counselor. If you feel like you don't.
Absolutely, guys.
They're your child. Take them, sit with them, or let them drop them. Well, not drop them off, but just sit out in the lobby, let them go in. If you know, because a lot of times, you know, parents, I hear this all the time, Travis, from parents. Well, you know, I'm good with my child. My child can talk to me about anything. And I'm like, no, there's some things you just don't know and they don't want to talk to you. I'm glad that you feel like, you know, that they talk to you about anything, but they really don't. They're not going to tell you everything.
Not everything.
But again, have those conversations. You know, whether it's how you're doing, but then have the conversations of how you treat people. I think we've gotten away from that. We don't sit down and tell our kids how they should really treat others and talk to others. I'm not saying they're going to just per se listen, but at least the seed has been
planted. At least the seed is there. We're laying up. Listen, I don't care how much times change. People basically stay the same. If we plant that foundation, that seed you're talking about, and sow that foundation, it will take root. It will begin to grow. It will stick with them because they'll find themselves in situations where they'll be like, you know what? It's not even worth it. I'm not going to bully them. I'm not going to do it because blah, blah, blah. We'll find ourselves in situations, or kids will find themselves in situations where they will begin recalling what we taught. And guys, listen, no one is blaming anyone because we started this conversation off by saying it's all of us. Everybody has to be more active in it. So if you're feeling like, oh, they're blaming the parents, they're like, no. Oh, pull back. This is a community issue that we all need to address. Now, let me ask you a question. So your I Stand campaign, all right? Mm-hmm. If someone wanted to help, and guys, it's a knob. Oh, by the way, that green t-shirt, that help t-shirt. Uh-huh. Yes. My wife got the tie-dye because she loves tie-dye.
Uh-huh.
Yes, but the green one, yes. I like that. I don't know who designed it, but tell them yes. Come through. I love that. I need that hoodie. I need a hoodie like that. I need a hoodie like that. If someone wanted to support your guys' campaign, support what you guys are doing, if someone says, hey, you're a trender, I don't have any kids either, but I understand that this is an everyone problem, and I know no one's asking for anything. If someone wanted to support what you guys are doing, and I know you said you guys are on Facebook and Instagram, how could they support that? Do you have information they can support, Cash App, anything? Do you have a way that someone can support what you guys do?
Definitely have a Cash App, and it's $ I Stand. It's very simple, $ I Stand. And we do welcome one of the things that happened this year, we weren't able to, normally October is packed for me with events, like week after week,
I know,
doing various things. But this year, financial reasons, we were not able to do some of the events that we normally do. So we do welcome all sponsorship, partnership, donations. Again, we try to keep on Facebook, we have I Stand campaign. And you can look us up, get all the information you need from there. And again, if you would like to make a donation, we are on Cash App, and it's the $.
Is that a capital I or lowercase I?
Lowercase I. On Cash App, and all of that is lowercase actually, and it's just I Stand, not the campaign, but I Stand.
There you go, guys. There you go. You see it right there on your screen.
That's it.
I got it right this time. I remember last year I got that wrong. I got it right this time. My memory's pretty good. Guys, listen, Go ahead.
Oh, and it's guaranteed. What we normally do is, you know, I go to schools, pretty much whoever lets me come in, I'm there. Schools, church groups, organizations, Boys and Girls Club, I love them. Whoever comes in, and, you know, I do my messages. We talk about, again, the three principles: kindness, respect, compassion. And we engage with the young people, with the children. And just know that it's not just, you know, bullying doesn't stop at our kids. Unfortunately, it's on the incline with college students, and then as well as adults on in the workplace.
You know what, Trenda? What I'm going to do, because I started to bring that into here, but I said, no, that's a whole nother show. Trenda, I started to bring that up, but I want, man, I'm going to bring that up at a point where we're going to talk about that too. Because, man, that's, she's right, guys. It doesn't stop with our children. Here's, I'm not going to get out here because we never get out of here. Our story never begins with us. As much as we like to think that you're the only one going through something and you're the only one ever dealt with that, I guarantee you somebody in your family dealt with it too. So our story never begins with us. I promise you, you're just picking up where somebody else left off. I promise you. Guys, listen, I want to thank our very special guest, Trenda Owens, guys, for being here today. Guys, give her a hand clap. I know you don't. Go ahead, type it in chat. I know you're watching. Go ahead and type it in chat and tell her thank you. Tell her thank you. If you're watching this later, say it, thank you anyway. If you're listening to it later, go ahead and say thank you to whatever you're listening it on. Guys, it's been an absolute blast, Trenda, for having you here once again.
Thank you.
I follow everything what you're doing online, man, and I love what you guys have been doing. Hey, Nicole, she's watching. Look at her. She's typing in chat. Nicole's been my technician today, guys. A lot of the things you've been saying pop up on the screen. Nicole's been technician. Yeah, she's been my executive technician. I got to give her the executive role. But man, guys, it's been a blast. We're not gonna stop. I want to continue to do this. Look at this. She says I'm so extra. Yeah, well, you know, you married me, so you know. I was extra when you married me, ma'am. I was extra when you married me. Guys, I gotta get out of here the right way, because if I don't, somebody will say, well, why didn't you do it? So I'm gonna go ahead and do it the right way, because if I don't do it the right way, then I hear all kinds of stuff. So let me make sure I get things set up to do it the right way before I get out of here, and I'll get that set right there, and we'll do it like this. Guys, it's been an exciting time. Listen, don't forget to visit our Facebook page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And don't forget, you can stream right here each week, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, live on Facebook. You can see and listen to your favorite episodes, guys. Listen, and you can also stream us on your favorite podcast platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Pandora, and so many more. It's been an awesome time sharing with Trenda Owens, guys. And don't forget, guys, the I Stand campaign, guys, that you can visit her on Facebook. I gotta get out of here, but before I do, if you're gonna tell me something, then tell me something good. I gotta go. Peace.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.